Grace and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Am I at a good volume? Okay, we're good. All right, we have all been there. Believe me, you have. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, let me explain it to you. It's that moment when the offering basket or collection plate comes around during church or a large event. And you take out your wallet or your purse and you discover that you only have two bills. A smaller bill and a larger bill. Say it's a $1 bill and a $20 bill. Now, which one of these are you going to place into the basket? Since I have a little bit of time this morning, let's play out the scenarios. Let's say you place the $20 bill into the basket. That only leaves you with a $1 bill to do something with. And believe me, you can't do a whole lot with a $1 bill. You can't go to McDonald's and buy nearly as much as you used to off the dollar menu. But that $20 bill that you place into the basket is incredible because it's going to make a difference in the lives of someone who needs it. It can go towards supporting a missionary and helping them offset some of their expenses. Or perhaps it can buy some food to support the local food shelf. Or maybe it can support someone who is in need. Now, imagine if the whole church gave that $20 bill. Think about the difference that it could make in the life of a missionary. It could go towards maybe supporting that missionary for an entire year. Or maybe it's going towards the local food bank, and just think of all the food that could be purchased. Maybe it could give sight to someone who has never seen before, or haircuts to people who haven't had haircuts in a long time, or new shoes to children who have never worn new shoes. Think about the outpouring that would be to someone in an unexpected way. Now, let's go back to that decision you have to make and say you place the $1 bill into the basket. Now, $1 can still make a difference in the life of someone who needs it, but it probably won't go as far. Now, why would you place the $1 bill when you could place the $20 bill into the basket? You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, what I'm getting at here today is that sometimes we have that feeling of reluctance when it comes to the gifts and blessings that God has given to us. We want to hold it all back for ourselves. We oftentimes think of ourselves and the things that we need before we consider the things of others, the needs of those around us. You see, we fall into the mentality of the world that says that we need a little bit more for us, a little bit more to make ourselves comfortable, to make ourselves look better, to make ourselves a little bit more prestigious in this world. We fall into that mentality as we turn inward on ourselves. You see, this same world, the same mentality of and reluctance was evident among the Philippians. You see, the Philippians gave generously of themselves to support the missionary work of St. Paul, something that Paul thanks them for later on in the letter. But yet, they were still in the mindset of a world around them, a world that focused on the individual rather than the needs of those around them, rather than being focused on pouring themselves out for the sake of others. There is always that temptation to focus on oneself. And that is exactly what Paul is guiding the Philippians in this text from. Like a shepherd who guides his sheep away from the cliff, so Paul also reminds the Philippians of who they are in Christ. Paul reminds them that Christ poured out himself for them, and that in Christ's blood they have a unity and a mission as people of God to think of others more significant than themselves. You see, this is the world that Christ came into as well. Jesus Christ came into our world, a world that is so focused on itself. He saw how the Pharisees were focused only on themselves as they disregarded the people around them. Jesus also saw how the Romans abused and neglected people. They took advantage of people and their resources, the local people in Judea and other places, and accumulated more power and wealth and influence and authority. But Jesus came into the world, and he did the exact opposite. You see, Jesus, seeing the hungry who came to him, he poured himself out and sent them away full. Seeing the paralyzed, the blind, the lame, the deaf, the demon-possessed who came to him, he sent them away well and restored. On that Good Friday, Jesus went to the cross and he poured out himself fully and completely by pouring out his blood, his spirit, his everything. Not just for himself or for those that he liked the most. Not just for those who treated him well, but for all people of all shapes, sizes, colors, and places. He poured himself out, not that we deserved it, but because of his great grace and love for us in fulfilling the Father's will. You see, it's in that outpouring of Christ's blood that we find our unity. It's in his blood that we find our purpose, our motivation as Christians. You see, on that resurrection day, 3 days later, that Sunday morning, Christ was filled with life, an abundance of life. And for those who have been joined into his blood, where we find our unity, the Philippians and us here today, we too have been filled with that abundance of life. And Paul echoes this promise that Christ has made, that there will come that day of our Lord Jesus Christ, when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. When there will be no more pain, no more suffering, no more need. But as Christians, we don't have to wait until that day. We can do something right now. We have been filled with that abundance of life to pour ourselves out for others in unexpected ways. You see, there was once a boy who was given an allowance, a weekly allowance by his parents, about $5 a week. And his parents were very diligent in teaching the boy to follow the 50-30-20 rule. Perhaps you're familiar with this, where the boy was to spend 50% of his allowance, save 30%, and give 20% to the church as an offering. Now, spending was not a problem for this boy. You see, he often thought of everything that he could buy: Hot Wheels, games, puzzles, and so forth. He often planned in advance of the things he would buy. Saving wasn't much of an issue either. The boy's parents had set up a savings account for the boy at the local bank, and they sat down with him once a month to fill out his deposit slip and took the boy to drop off the funds at the bank. The most significant moment came, though, for this boy one Sunday morning. as the offering basket was passed around, there was an announcement made that there would be a special collection for family in the congregation who had lost everything in a house fire. Now, the boy's parents explained to the boy what this all meant. And the boy became very quiet as he began to think about the boy he knew who was in that family his same age and how he lost everything. And so the boy tapped his father on the shoulder and asked his father for advancement on next week's allowance. And the father pulled out his wallet, took out a crisp $5 bill, and gave it to the boy. And the boy placed the $5 bill in the offering basket, along with the 20% he had given that morning, knowing that that gift for that family was going to make a difference in an unexpected way. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, that is the life we are called to live. We are called to live in that way of living, to push aside the desires of this world, our sinful reluctance to hold back when it comes to giving for the sake of others, to count others more significant than ourselves, to be reminded of what Christ has done for us in his pouring out and how he fills us with an abundance of life, grace, and blessing, to be a blessing to others. Almost 2 years ago, my wife Carrie and I had just come back to St. Louis after celebrating Christmas with our family. And it was the first week in January, and we went to grab our mail. And I don't know if you remember this, Carrie, but there was a huge pile of Christmas letters and cards. But among all the Christmas cards and letters, there is a giant manila envelope, just like this one. Now, I wish I would have saved the actual one, but this will have to do for now. Now, as we were looking at that pile of cards, there's a big one. Of course, you have to start with the big envelope first. Who doesn't, right? As I went to open the envelope, it said, Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Richfield, Minnesota. As I opened the envelope, inside there was a giant Christmas card, the same size as the envelope. But it wasn't so much the size itself that struck me. Rather, it was what was in the card itself. Handwritten notes and prayers, signatures, well wishes, little drawings and coloring pages from the preschool and Sunday school kids, and a generous financial support check. Now, I had to do everything I could from tearing up in that moment because it was an incredible outpouring. Outpouring from you, the body of Christ gathered here at Mount Calvary Richfield. And I'm reminded even to this day of what an incredible blessing it is to be supported by each and every one of you, to be uplifted in prayer and thought and support, and to realize even to this day that I get to go along with you in pouring myself out for the sake of others. Brothers and sisters in Christ, today I leave you with this question. How do you count others more significant than yourselves? In what ways is God calling you to pour yourself out in unexpected ways for the sake of others? My prayer is that you go home today to think about it, to pray about it, to write it down, and to act on it, because you never know when that moment may come. Always be ready. Because you never know when that offering basket, that collection plate, that opportunity may come. And you are given a choice. Not so much to place the $1 bill or the $20 bill or the $5 bill in the plate, but the opportunity to remember of what Christ has done for you, that he has poured out himself and has filled you with an abundance of life so that you can pour yourself out for others. In the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.